Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankees, a 6-2 commanding start to the season, dominant start to the season. The way they're scoring these runs, three straight wins, and over that span, they scored 28 runs. 9 on Thursday against Arizona, 9 yesterday in the series opener in Pittsburgh, 10 today in a 10-4 victory. And Bailey Falter did work an easy 1-2-3 top of the first inning for Pittsburgh, but that wouldn't be the theme. That wouldn't be an overarching theme in this game. A lot of crooked numbers and a lot of long innings. The Yankees making pitchers work early this season. Marcus Stroman, bottom half, worked around a two-out double by O'Neill Cruz in the first inning. A full count, 5 straight foul ball situation. On the 11th pitch, Cruz drilled a double down the right field line, but Stroman bounced back, got keep Brian Hayes to ground to first and ended the inning. Top two, Falter hit Jazz with a pitch right near the elbow guard. Now, Jazz was okay, just tried it down to first. And after Volpe struck out, Jazz swiped second, and that while Wells worked an 8-pitch at-bat, 4 2-strike foul balls for Wells, and then got a curveball he liked.
1-2, hit up the middle. It's got legs. It gets through. Here comes Jazz around third. He'll walk home. 1-0 Yankees. Austin Wells, a terrific at-bat. Put it in play. Up the middle. Top spin. Gets into center field for the RBI, and the Yankees are on top.
Talking manufactured runs early this season on top of the early season historic power that has been well documented. Well, manufacturing runs, situational baseball, the athleticism showing early, a stolen base into a run on a base hit up the middle. And Stroman with that 1-0 lead, an easy 1-2-3 second inning, did it on just 9 pitches. And leading off the third, Trent Grisham. What a start to the season he's had and continued today. Entering today, 6-for-13, homer, 3 walks, and on-base percentage of .588 entering this one. Understood it's early, but still fun to look at. And 3 more times on base yesterday for Grisham, who got ahead 2-0 against Falter in his first AB and got a fastball right down the pipe. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
There's a high fly ball deep right field. You hear the oohs and ahs of the fans. There's a reason why. Bye-bye! Trent Grisham with his second homer of the season. And the Yankees have a 2-0 lead here in Pittsburgh.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. So Trent Grisham keeps on keeping on. And Stroman, another 1-2-3 third. This one on 12 pitches. And Stroman had set down 7 in a row into the fourth. He was cruising at that point, but missed on a couple of borderline pitches to begin that fourth inning. Walked Brian Reynolds, walked O'Neill Cruz, danger time. Key Brian Hayes, knowing Stroman needed to refine the zone, jumped him. RBI double to left, Reynolds raced home, Cruz easily to third, cut the Yankee lead to 2-1 at that point, and Stroman walked Jack Sawinski to load him up. Still no one out. Third walk of the inning. Stroman did get a big strikeout, fanned Alexander Canario, but Emmanuel Valdez, just like Hayes did, hunted first pitch.
First pitch, line drive, right field, Judge giving ground, going back, it's over his head, and it is off the top of the scoreboard. Everybody runs. One runs in, 2 runs in, 2-run double by Emmanuel Valdez. And the Pirates have the lead.
Booming double, missed a grand slam by a couple of feet, if that. Gave Pittsburgh a 3-2 lead, and with second and third one away, Andy Rodriguez grounded one to Goldschmidt. At first, that brought home Sawinski to make it a four-run inning. All three walks coming back to bite Stroman there in the fourth all came around to score. And, of course, the big ambush pitch doubles by Hayes and Valdez put the Yankees behind. But the Yankees picked up Stroman immediately. You know, your opponent puts a crooked number. You want a response. You want a response right away, preferably if you can. And the Yankees got right to work against Falter. And guess which part of the order jump-started it? Coming off yesterday? The bottom of the order. Jason Dominguez hammered a double, went with the pitch the other way to right field, stayed red hot. Oswald Peraza base hit to left. Runners at the corners for this guy, Trent Grisham. Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Here's a 2-2. Runners hold. Pitch swung on to hit to left field. Sawinski back towards the corner. It's got some carries on the track. It's gone! A home run for Trent Grisham. A three-run shot the opposite way. And the Yankees take a 5-4 lead. What a response to the Pirates.
All right, we got a little Babe Ruth action here. Third homer of the season and second of the day, went 366 feet.
You got to love it. Going the opposite way, Grisham has had a knack for that. You think back to last year, you think his entire career. He has some oppo power, sneaky oppo power, and showed it off. Second homer in as many at-bats, and what a 3 days for Grisham in the starting lineup. That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, and you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Three-run shot. Grisham second, and that oppo power on full display. The three starts since Thursday with that blast at that point. 6-for-9, 3 homers, 7 RBIs, a double, 5 runs scored, and 2 walks for Grisham. You know, if you had that on your bingo card, I'm not sure if you had that on your bingo card, but Trent Grisham, we're going to have it moving forward because that's what he's doing to start the season. That's what everyone's doing, top and bottom of this lineup. 5-4 Yankee lead, and the bottom of the order started it all, of course, the response to Pittsburgh's 4-run inning. But the top of the order, so we'll hold up our end of the bargain. Goldschmidt walked, Rice went the other way, single to left. That was all for Bailey Falter. And with the right-hander Colin Holderman coming in, Judge got hit on the shoulder with a pitch to load the bases. Still no one out, 3 runs already in. Holderman struck out Jazz, but Anthony Volpe's been dialed in. Base is loaded, 1 out, Volpe to the plate.
There's a 2-2 from Holderman. He kicks, deals, pitch, swung on, fly ball, deep left center field. Long run for O'Neill, not going to get it. Two-hop against the fence. Goldie scores, Rice scores, here comes Judge. And how about Volpe, a 3-run double, and the Yankees have a big lead now at 8-4.
Volpe with that shot, clearing the bases, making it a 5-game hitting streak. And over that span, and a double, of course, that bases clearing double. Got to add in 2 homers over that 5-game hitting streak and 8 RBIs with those 3 coming in to score. Anthony Volpe maybe finding that consistency and that level approach, that extra base we were talking about with Susan and that extra muscle. It's not just about extra muscle. It's about being in control. And Volpe with that level swing finding a lot of success early this season and lifting the Yankees. Everybody up and down the order is playing a part, but Anthony Volpe has been a major X factor so far. And the Yankees with that 3-run double responding to the Pirates' 4-run fourth with a 6-run fifth inning. How about that? 10 batters to the plate, an 8-4 lead, and with Stroman lifted after 4, Tim Hill came on, walked Adam Frazier, but for all the positives of Volpe and Jazz offensively to begin the season, the defense, a double play combo, elite, and it showed up again with Brian Reynolds at the plate. Tim Hill, a ground ball machine, induced a ground ball, and this one was pretty.
1-1 pitch. Swing on line drive, one hop by Volpe to Jazz for one over to first for a double play. What a gorgeous play by Anthony Volpe on the short hop.
The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale, Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. After that Volpe Jazz sparkler, Hill easily got O'Neill Cruz to ground a second, another Tim Hill ground ball, and the Yankees didn't score next inning against former Yankee Caleb Ferguson, despite a 2-out double from Goldschmidt, who had been on base 5 times already this series at that point. 3 singles, a double, a walk. But bottom six, Hill allowed a full count base hit to Key Brian Hayes. Mark Leiter Jr. came on for a different look. the right-hander, and he got the pinch hitter Tommy Pham to pop to short. And we talk ground balls. Alexander Canario to Jazz at second, a ground ball to second. Another smoothly turned double play. Ended the inning. This one 4-6-3. And in the eighth, the Yankees facing lefty Ryan Borucki. Third lefty the Yankees saw today, by the way. And second out of the Pittsburgh pen. Dominguez popped to first, but Oswald Peraza, he had a big day as well, scorched a double, his second hit of the day in his first start of the season. And Trent Grisham, can't say enough about this guy, already with two home runs, playing out of this world these last few days. He lays down a bunt and chases Peraza to third. Set up Paul Goldschmidt, runner at third, two out, already with two hits and a walk on the day. Have yourself a weekend and a start to your Yankee career for Paul Goldschmidt. Coming up, Goldie.
Two-out runner at third, 1-1. Goldie swings and through the six-hole left field base hit. And Paul Goldschmidt with another knock. This time picks up an RBI, and the Yankees have a 9-4 lead here at Pittsburgh.
And what a day for Paul Goldschmidt after popping out in the first inning. Single, single, double, RBI single.
And you hear Susan describing that three-hit day, four times on base and five hits across the first two games in Pittsburgh this weekend for Paul Goldschmidt, who is off and running. The following inning, the ninth, against another former Yankee, Dennis Santana, Judge joined the party with a base hit. Jazz fly to deep center. Anthony Volpe banged his second double off Canario's glove in deep right field. And Austin Wells, a sacrifice fly, extended the lead to 10-4. So Wells starting the scoring with that base hit, chasing Jazz home after the stolen base in the second inning. And Wells capping the scoring in the ninth inning with that sacrifice fly to left field. Another manufactured run. So the Yankees win it 10-4 and five innings of one-hit ball backing up Stroman by this bullpen. Hill into Leiter, into Fernando Cruz, who is dominant, 1-2-3. Couple of Ks in the eighth inning. And Ryan Yarbrough, two innings of, it's speechless baseball here. Five strikeouts for Ryan Yarbrough to wrap up this game. You can't say enough about him. And if you missed any part of the highlights, we have Yankees Rewind. You can catch the segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime. Miss any big moment on WFAN Yankees Radio, any point this year, just want to catch up in just a few minutes. It's Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage on our flagship WFAN.